Good evening. I know everyone's had a long couple weeks, so I'll make some brief comments, then take any questions that you might have. At the beginning of the session, I talked about the unique opportunities before us, an opportunity to rein in our costly system of tax credit expenditures, an opportunity to make strategic investments in education, mental health, and economic development, and an unprecedented opportunity to bring the dollars that Missourians send to Washington back to reform and improve health care in Missouri. And in some areas, we made significant progress. I'm pleased that the General Assembly has taken my recommendation to expand access to mental health services through mental health first aid and crisis intervention training. This will help identify and treat those with severe mental illness before they reach a crisis point and become threats to themselves or others. Students across the state will be better prepared to succeed in school and to compete in the global economy because of the record investment we're making again in their classrooms. Missouri businesses will sell more of their products to consumers overseas and create more jobs here at home due to the additional investment we're making in exports. And an additional $25 million for higher education through an outcomes-based funding model will challenge colleges and universities to better prepare students for the 21st century. Business incentives and job training programs will be more efficient and effective under the Missouri Works legislation passed today. And today, First Steps. Thousands of infants and toddlers with developmental disabilities will continue to receive vital early intervention services because the legislature agreed to responsibly fund this program. Reform of the Second Injury Fund, which I laid out as a priority in my State of the State address, also received much needed attention this year. These accomplishments represent solid steps forward for our state, and I appreciate the bipartisan efforts that went into achieving them. But frankly, on other matters, this session fell far short of what Missourians have a right to expect. Tax credit expenditures will continue to consume a large and growing portion of our state budget without guaranteeing a sufficient return for taxpayers to our economy. Hundreds of thousands of working Missourians will needlessly go without health coverage, and the dollars that Missouri taxpayers send to Washington will be spent in other states instead. All this important unfinished business is particularly stark in the light of unnecessary things the legislature did find time to address, like Sharia law and something called Agenda 21. We have opportunities to make a real positive difference in the lives of Missourians, and that is what I have focused on. Over the past 4.5 years, my administration has built a strong, stable foundation of fiscal discipline and economic growth. We cut spending and reduced the size of the state workforce. We passed a targeted tax cut for small businesses to create jobs and eliminated an outdated double tax on employers, saving them $80 million a year. Today, we continue to see how this fiscally conservative approach is paying off for Missouri families. The jobs report this week showed that Missouri employers added more than 12,000 jobs last month, while our unemployment rate dropped to 6.6%. The week before, two global rating agencies reaffirmed Missouri's perfect AAA credit rating, citing our conservative fiscal management. Now is not the time to veer off this steady, proven course. That is why I have serious concerns about House Bill 253, the tax bill that got to my desk last week. While our review of this legislation continues, an initial assessment has raised some red flags. First, the price tag. At the time when we should continue to strengthen our fiscal foundation, this bill would cost more than $800 million a year, the equivalent of eliminating all support for public higher education, closing our prisons, are shutting down the Department of Mental Health. And let me add this as well. There are troubling indications that this bill would jeopardize existing commitments to businesses, economic development incentives that are the basis of long-term investments in our state, putting existing business investments at risk and undermining Missouri's stable, predictable economic climate is quite simply not the right approach. Missourians want good jobs, effective schools, low taxes, and healthy communities, not risky experiments. Over the next several weeks, I will carefully review the budget and legislation on my desk and take any actions necessary to ensure we continue moving our state forward. With that, I'd be certainly glad to take any questions.